From Washington, this is VOA News. The Ukrainian prime minister is to resign, and a UN school is hit in a Gaza blast and 15 are killed. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting from Washington. Ukraine's prime minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk has announced that he is resigning. It comes amid the collapse of Ukraine's ruling coalition in parliament. Mr. Yatsenyuk made the announcement today, hours after two of the political parties in the ruling coalition pulled out. President Petro Poroshenko released a statement today praising lawmakers and saying their decision reflects the will of the Ukrainian people. Meanwhile, Ukraine's national security spokesman said today that Russian forces are conducting a multifaceted campaign from their own side of the border against Ukrainian troops. VOA's Al Pessin reports.
Colonel Andriy Lysenko says the Russian troops across the border are using a variety of weapons to attack Ukrainian units that are fighting Russian-backed separatists.
Були здійснені обстріли з установок град з території Російської Федерації, блокпостів в районі.
Lysenko said in the last 24 hours, Russian forces have fired Grad missiles at six Ukrainian checkpoints, including one at the Luhansk airport. He says they also fired artillery shells, grenades, and small arms at various locations along the border. Al Pessin, VOA News, Kyiv.
Health officials in Gaza say an Israeli shell that slammed into a United Nations-run school killed at least 15 people, UN staff, other civilians, and children, and injured dozens of others. The Israeli military said its forces in the area were fighting Hamas gunmen and accused the militants of using those in the school as human shields, but did not say whether Israeli forces launched the fatal shells. UN workers said Israel had been given precise coordinates of the Beit Hanun school beforehand in an attempt to protect innocent civilians from bloodshed. The United Nations said the exact circumstances are not yet fully clear, but expressed outrage at the results of the fighting today. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he was appalled by the attack on the school, which had sheltered hundreds of Palestinians fleeing the Israeli military's Gaza offensive. Mali's President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita says searchers have spotted the wreckage of an Air Algeria plane that went missing on a flight from Burkina Faso to Algeria. Mr. Keita says the plane's wreckage has been spotted in northeastern Mali between the desert regions of Aguahak and Kidal. He made the announcement during a meeting in the capital of Bamako. There was no immediate word on possible survivors. Authorities said 116 people were on board the flight. The Iraqi parliament elected 76-year-old Kurdish lawmaker Fuad Masum to be president today, breaking a major political logjam. Edward Uranian reports.
Kurdish lawmaker and Islamic legal scholar Fuad Masum was elected president Thursday with a plurality of 211 votes in the second round of balloting. Rival Hussein Mousawi, who was not present, received only 17 votes. Masum succeeds President Jalal Talabani, who suffered a stroke last year and only just returned to Baghdad. Both men belong to the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan Party. The vote to elect Mr. Masum took place after numerous procedural issues and attempts by various politicians to delay the election. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
New applications for jobless benefits plunged in the United States last week to their lowest point in more than 8 years. The government's Labor Department said today that 284,000 workers filed unemployment insurance claims, which was down 19% from the week before. People around the world are waiting for U.S. passports or visas can expect delays due to a computer problem. The State Department says its global database for issuing travel documents has crashed. The unspecified problems include outages in processing applications for such things as passports and visas. A spokeswoman said the problem has affected the State Department's offices all over the world since Saturday. I'm Frances Alonzo.
That's the latest world news from VOA.